go to Psalms chapter 92. Psalms chapter 92. Thank you for being faithful to God's house. For all y'all that's not in the Easter play, for the next few weeks, we're going to need you to show up on church on Sunday night raring to have church. Amen. Y'all better wake up. Because us that's in the Easter place coming out about 4 o'clock, and we're out here about 2 hours, so, you know, we're going to be a little bit tired. So all those that's not in the Easter play, you're going to need to amp it up a little bit on Sunday afternoon. Amen. Amen. Everybody in the Easter place said amen.
Amen.
Y'all just say amen. Y'all got to amp it up. Amen. Psalms 92, when you get there, let's stand in honor of God's word. Aren't you glad you come to a church where it's all right to laugh? Amen. It's all right to smile, and it's good to know when to be serious and when you can smile a little bit. Amen. The Bible says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Amen. Psalms 92, look at verse 12. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, there is no unrighteousness in him. God, we love you and we come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for another day, for your blessings. And Lord, we ask your hand to be upon us right now. Over the next little while, God, you just touch us as we try to bring this message. God, I pray, God, you would encourage us. Pray, God, you would just move in our lives, dear God, through your word. Help us to take your word and hide it in our heart, God, that we might not sin against you, Lord. Have your way right now, God. And whatever's done tonight, help us to lift up Jesus through your word. We've already done it through the songs. We thank you for that. We've already done it through our play practice today. God, we thank you for that. Help us right now, Lord, to get our minds on you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I want to preach a little while tonight on the palm tree. Got about 10 points, but it won't take long to preach them if you'll amen me a little bit. Amen. Number one, I want you to think about this. The palm tree grows straight. The palm tree will grow some species of palm trees will actually get over 200 foot. I've never seen one like that, but my thing is, my point is this, be what you say you're going to be. The Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 7, for my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination in my lips. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25, wherefore putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. In other words, if we're going to claim to be a Christian, and we're going to say we're a Christian, be what you say you are. Don't claim to be one thing and live another way, amen. That we got too much of that going on in the world today. But you know, if you're going to be a member of Liberty Free Will Baptist Church, you're going to be a member of the Church of Jesus Christ. We ought to live on the outside like we profess on the inside, amen. We ought not have somebody on the outside doing things that you would be ashamed for the preacher to know what you're doing. Be what you're supposed to be. Let's be straight. Amen. I want if you see me in Walmart, Kevin, I want to act the same way in Walmart that I act in church. That's the way we ought to live our lives. Amen. So be straight. Let's grow straight. Also, number two, they'll bend in a storm. I'm talking about a little worship right here. Not necessarily compromising. I'm talking about worship. We said this morning, we're all going through something, amen. We ought to be able to come to God's house and worship. We ought to be able to come to God's house and give him glory and give him honor and praise. Even when the storms are coming, you know, you don't never see a tree move if the wind ain't blowing. Unless there's a storm, unless there's some hard wind, you don't ever see that tree move. But you see those palm trees, when that wind's blowing, that palm tree will bow down. It'll worship. That's what you and I ought to do. The Bible says in Psalms 34, verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. All means all, and that's all means. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. That means when I'm on the mountaintop, I ought to bless him. When I'm in the valley, I ought to bless him. When I'm having a good day, I ought to bless him. When I'm not having a good day, I still ought to bless him, amen? Because he's God, and he's good all the time, amen? The palm tree, they bend in a storm. I like this next one. They break every bond that comes against them. If you take a barbed wire fence, Wes, and wrap a palm tree in it, in a couple of years, it'll snap that barbed wire. Nothing can penetrate that palm. Nothing can hold that palm tree down. When it grows the way it grows, it will snap every chain. It will break every bond that comes against it. As I was studying about this, I got to think about that song, The Chain Breaker, amen. I was thinking about how many times has Satan done his best to bind you, and Satan done his best to chain you down. But through the strength and the power and the glory of God, we're able to break those chains, amen. I mean, we got folks here tonight. Hey, God help you break some habits, glory to God. Somebody ought to shout a little bit right there. God help you break some things that was going on in your life. Hey, had it not been for the Lord, you would not be sitting here tonight, amen. Had it not been for the Lord, you wouldn't be where you are in your marriage. Had it not been for the Lord, you wouldn't be where you are in your finances. Had it not been for... Had it not been for the Lord breaking those chains that come against you, you wouldn't be where you're at right now. The Bible says in Psalms 107, verse 14, he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their bands asunder. Somebody ought to say amen. The devil had his hand on you. The devil had his hand wrapped around your neck. And it not been for the Lord breaking that bond and breaking that chain, hey, he'd have killed you. Thank God that we can be like a palm tree, amen. Might get quiet in the next little bit. Palm trees produce fruit in dry seasons. Palm trees will still produce fruit in dry seasons. Palm trees ain't like everything else. You know, around here, y'all know my wife, she loves to garden, and we got all kind of trees and all kind of plants, you know, and she'll be out there, especially over the summer in that greenhouse, she water every other day, she's out there watering something. You don't have to do that with a palm tree. You ought not have to come to church and me water you for you to produce fruit. You ought to be able to come to church in dry seasons and still produce fruit. Yeah. I thought about, I know we're all tired a little bit, and I thought about it as I was sitting up on the front seat there. You know, sometimes it's kind of hard to come in when everybody's just not feeling it. Yeah. Let's just get real. When everybody's just not feeling it, and me come in, and David knows what I'm talking about, Tony knows what I'm talking about, Clint and Chucky know what I'm talking about. When you come in and God's laid something on your heart, God's gave you a message, and you're excited about preaching the message, and ain't nobody excited about hearing it. We ought not have to come in and be a cheerleader. Amen. You ought to be producing fruit. Hey, now it don't matter whether you're having a good day or not having a good day. Let me go ahead and tell you, we all go through different seasons. Amen. We all go through the dry spell. But palm trees keep on producing fruit. And when I'm talking about producing fruit, I'm talking about Jesus, letting everybody know you're still a Christian. Amen. Even though I'm going through a hard time, I'm still going to invite you to church. Even though I'm going through a tough time, I'm still going to invite you to church. Amen. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7 and 8, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters that spreadeth out his roots of the river and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Glory to God. It don't matter if it's raining on me or not. I'm still going to praise him. Palm trees produce fruit in dry conditions. Palm trees also grow in groups, amen. If you study palm trees and you study, go in the Bible, talked about when the children of Israel went from Marah to Elam. The Bible talks about in Elam there were 70 palm trees in Exodus. If you go to that same place right now, there's over 2,000 palm trees growing right there where they were at. In other words, palm trees growing fruit. That means we got to have fellowship each other. In other words, you can't just be a palm tree and be out there by yourself. Understand, so that folks, we have to fellowship one with another. We have to love one with another. That's why I like this time of the year when our Easter play, we get closer. The folks in that Easter play, they get closer. We laugh, we cry, we come together, we praise the Lord, we pray, and we get closer together. And that's how a church grows. I told you, preacher Ray Cribb told me one time, Brother Robert said, the best way to grow a church, he says, with a pan of biscuits and a pot of grits. Fellowship. Fellowship. That's what we need. See, that's why I got a problem with people come in. They come into church at 2 minutes till. And when the preacher says calls for somebody to close in prayer, they got their Bible heading out the door before the amen is said. Oh, I'm preaching to somebody now. Might just tell our ushers don't even open the door until the amen said. Want to quick to get in and quick to get out and don't want to shake nobody's hand, don't want to fellowship with nobody. Folks, I'm telling you, that's not the way to grow a church. That's not the palm trees grow in groups, glory to God. In other words, when I got a palm tree beside me, I'll grow a whole lot better. And if I got several of them beside me, I'll grow taller, I'll grow straighter, I'll have more fruit, I'll do what the Lord's supposed to be telling me to do, amen? Also, palm trees can take abuse. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 24, for a just man falleth 7 times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 89 says this, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. In other words, palm trees can take abuse. Let me just go ahead and give you a little history lesson. The palmetto tree, which is our state tree. Some of y'all did go to school. The palmetto tree is our state tree. During the war, Sullivan's Island was protected by palmetto trees. They built the fort out of palmetto trees. The British would fire cannons and they would bounce off the palmetto tree. Every time the devil is firing his cannon at you, hey, it ought to be able to bounce off because you can take abuse. You can take it out. Hey, just tell the devil, keep on firing, devil. I got something on the inside of me that helps me take this. I got something on the inside of me that repels this. Amen. Hey, we ought to be able to stand up and stand up for Jesus no matter what's going against us and take it and keep on going for Jesus. I was joking a little bit, and when I leaned up and Jamie and Wanda was there. I don't think Jenny heard me. Jenny was sitting up in the front. I was just kind of looking through the play, you know, and I hadn't really looked at it that much. I leaned up, I told Jamie, I said, they have taken my song out of this play. I said, I might just leave. That's fun. That's fun. That man said, that's funny. I don't care who you are. But you'd be surprised at the people. Well, they didn't even ask me. I can't believe they didn't ask me. They took my part from me. Well, I can't be a Roman soldier. I ain't even going to be in the play. That's just stupid. Childish. Do you care that don't bother me? And a real Christian, it ought not bother you. We ought to be able to take any kind. I mean, they didn't shake my hand. Can you believe? I can't believe that Wes been talking about me. Well, Wes ain't been talking about me, but I'm just using that as an example. I believe it was Jesus himself that said, ye shall suffer persecution. Amen. If you study your Bible, then you know that things are going to come against us. But praise God, I want to be like the palm tree. I want to be like the palmetto tree. And when you know that I'm in a battle, and you know that I'm in a war, that I just keep right on going for Jesus, even though the devil unloads on us, even though the devil assails us, even though he's firing every cannon that he can fire at us, glory to God, I want it to hit me and just bounce off, because I'm greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. All right, I'm going to get just another quiet one here. The older a palm tree gets, the sweeter the fruit. I'm going to say that one more time. The older a palm tree gets, the sweeter the fruit. Now, I'm just going to be honest with you. That is not always the case in church. I'm just being honest. I know some good, godly Christian people that the older they get, the meaner they get. Y'all ain't got to say amen. If you ain't saying amen, I might be talking about you. I mean, I'm just being honest with you, folks. The older we get, the sweeter we are to get. The older we get, the closer we get home. You know, when I'm preaching on something like this, my mind goes back to Miss Annie Mae Davis. I'm just telling you, there wasn't nobody no sweeter than that lady. That's probably one of the sweetest ladies I've ever met in my life. And it seemed like the older she got, the sweeter she got. I think about some of the preachers that I've known in my lifetime. And Preacher Bobby Bowers, praise the Lord, he preached this past Friday at our state meeting. 90 years old, still preaching the Word of God. Sweet man of God. And his wife, sweet as she can be. And I'm going to be honest with you. Some of y'all have already let your mind go to some people that's just mean as a snake in church. I'm just being honest with you. The older we, the Bible says in Psalm 92, I read this to you, verse 14, they shall still bring forth in fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Did you know most of the palmetto trees and palm trees are 10 to 20% sugar in their sap? I think the devil done sap some of us. And we ain't as sweet as we need to be. Listen, folks, we need to be sweet. My wife was talking to somebody this week on the phone. And they were talking about how that you're supposed to, you know, act when people come against you. And the Bible talks about it in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter. Love is patient. Takes all things. Let me tell you something. I know that man right there is my friend. Ain't a doubt in my mind. I know that man's my friend. And I know that man right there's got my back. I don't care what nobody says. He's got my back. Will he and I agree on everything? No, we won't. So if he and I have a situation where we don't agree on something, or he says something, me and my wife talk about this all the time. I shouldn't take it the wrong way because I know he loves me. He shouldn't, if I say something, he shouldn't take it the wrong way because he knows I love him. We ought to be sweeter the older we get, amen? The palm tree is also a dioecious tree. That is a horticulture term. Now listen to this. A dioecious tree, that means the male flower grows on a separate tree than the female flower. Amen. That means the male and female species is separate. Amen. I don't have to worry about what President Trump signs into a decree. I don't have to worry about what Congress says, glory to God. I know what the Bible says. There is two genders. There is male and female, and they ain't no other. Amen. And I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there. Amen. I believe there's male and female, and I believe it's supposed to be separate. Amen. I don't believe the male flower is supposed to go with the other male flower, and I don't think the female flower is supposed to be going with the female flower. Amen. That is an abomination to God. And we ought to stand on what thus saith the Word of God. Amen. And be like a palm tree. Be straight. What? Another good thing about a palm tree is a palm tree won't burn. You hear what I said? Palm trees don't burn. All the sap that's on the inside, the oil that's on the inside will not allow the tree to burn. Christians have an oil on the inside of us. It's called the Holy Ghost, amen. And if you really saved, if you are truly saved, you ain't got to worry about being burned, amen. Let me tell you something. You can chop down that oak tree will burn. You can chop down any other kind, they'll burn. But that palm tree will not burn, glory. You can throw it in the fire, and it will not burn. If you're a true palm tree, glory to God, you ain't got to worry about being thrown in the fire, amen, because we're going to be taken out of here before all that stuff goes on. I'm not worried about burning. I took care of that a long time ago when I got my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, glory to God. I'm not going to burn. I'm not going to bow. Hey, I'm like the three Hebrew children. You can just throw me in there, glory to God. I'm going to shout it out like they did because I got something on the inside, glory to God, that will not allow the fire to get to me. Amen. Palm trees don't burn. My last point is this. In a lot of places, it's against the law to cut down a palm tree. You cannot cut down a palm tree. But you can transplant a palm tree. I'm gonna let that sink in just a minute. You can't cut it down, but you can transplant it. The Bible says, Kevin, one of these days we're going to be transplanted. Amen. Jesus Christ himself is going to come down and pull us out of this place and transplant us into heaven. Glory to God. Hey, I'm not being worried about being cut down. Glory to God. Hey, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. There where I am, there you may be also. Hey, I'm telling you right now, I ain't worried about being cut down. I'm just going to get transplanted, amen? How about you? How about you? I just want to be like the palm tree. I just want to be like the palm tree. Folks, let me tell you something. Life is life, and we all going to have to go through it. I look back and I see Brother Dale. Brother Dale, in the last few days and few weeks, Brother Dale been fighting a battle. But you see where he's at tonight? He was out here at 4 o'clock in that Easter play. Keeping on going. Keeping on going. Let's be like the palm tree, amen? I want you to bow your heads. We ain't got to have no music. Maybe you got some things.